Today's Amud is Yivamas and Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on the top line on the Gimel Amud Beis, Chalatz v'Asa Maimer. So the Mishnah had said that Chalatz v'Asa Maimer, or Chalatz v'Nasan Get, the Mishnah spoke about all different cases where a person did Chalitza first, and then afterwards he did Maimer, or afterwards he gave a Get. The halacha is Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, nothing else is needed once they did Chalitza, so nothing else is needed. Says the Gemara, the Bishlama Chalatz v'Asa Maimer, it's Trech. I understand that the Mishnah needed to say the case of Chalatz and then Maimer. There's a Chiddush involved in the fact that Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, when after the Chalitza was Maimer, because Sal Kodai Techamina, I might have thought to say that Nigzor Maimer de Basar Chalitza Atu Maimer de Kamei Chalitza, that maybe we should make a Gzeira of Maimer after Chalitza Atu a case of Maimer that's before Chalitza. When Maimer is before Chalitza, so then there is going to be something needed after the Chalitza. They're still going to need a get. So maybe Maimer after Chalitza also we should make a Gzeira de Rabbanan that they should require a get. Kamash Malon, that no, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Delay Gazrina. We don't make such a Gzeira. Ela chalatz v'nasan get lavali. But ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush in the fact that ein achalitza klum by the case of chalatz v'nasan get? What's the chiddush? Why would we have thought that there should be a gzeira or any reason why that something else should be needed after giving a get after the chalitza? Why would we think that there would be something else needed? So lavali, why does the Mishnah need to tell us that case? To which the Gemara responds, "Ultameich, according to you, you're trying to figure out a chiddush in each and every detail of the Mishnah. So ema seifa." Let me ask you from the Seifa. The Seifa also seems to have a case which doesn't have a Chiddush. The Seifa says, Ba'al v'asa maimer, or Ba'al v'nasan get, the same type of setup, but this time with Yibam, this time with Bia first, that if they did Yibam, and then he did maimer, or Yibam, and then he gave a get, the halacha is Ein Achar Bia Klum, that nothing else, there's no Chalitza that's needed once they did Yibam, so there's not going to be a need for Chalitza. So now, Bishlam Ba'al v'nasan get, it's Trech. I understand why there's a chiddush in the case of the get. By Baal v'nasan get, there's a chiddush because salkatay techamina. I could have thought to say nigzer get the basar beila atu get the kamei beila. That we should make a gzeira that if people see that a get works after doing a beila, so people are going to think that a get helps to get rid of a zika, and even a get that's before a beila, that's before yibam, they might walk away thinking that, well, they could just walk away. They might think that they could just walk away after the get without having to do chalitza, even a get that's before a beila, and that's not true because a get that's before a beila, there's still a zika, and people might think that they could just walk away just like the get that came after the beila. So therefore there's a chiddush. There would be makom to make a gzeira, kamash malandu like gazrina. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us this case of Baal v'nasan get, that we do not make a gzeira, and we allow the get to work. We don't require chalitza. Aval Baal v'asa maimer, the fact that ein achar b'ila klum, in the case of Baal v'asa maimer. So lamali, what's the chiddush? Of course, why not? Why should we require something? So Ella, what are you going to have to say? Ella, I did a ton of chalatz v'asa maimer. Tananami Baal v'asa maimer. Even though the case of Baal v'asa maimer doesn't have a chiddush, however, we just spoke out that Chalatz v'asa maimer does have a chiddush. You might have thought to make a gzeira atu maimer that's kamei chalitza. So since we had to say the case of Chalatz v'asa maimer, so agav that case, agav Chalatz v'asa maimer, the Tana spoke out Baal v'asa maimer. Well, once we're saying that the Mishnah is going along these lines, so then we could say the reverse as well. Va'aydi debay lemisni Baal v'nasan get. Since the Tana wanted to speak out the case of Baal v'nasan get, that we don't make a gzeira, atu a get that's kamei b'ila, so Tana nami chalatz v'nasan get, so that will answer the original kasha that you asked, what's the chiddush in chalatz v'nasan get? There's no chiddush. Chalatz v'nasan get was atu Baal v'nasan get, and that's how we could explain the Seder of the Mishnah, and the chiddush, the chidushim involved in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Bizman Shehi V'chulu. So the Mishnah, this is going now on the Seifa, the Seifa of the Mishnah. Mamash, at the end of the Mishnah mentioned the Machlaikas, the Shita, the Tanakama, is that once the Yavam and the Yavama do Chalitza, so Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, and it doesn't matter when the Chalitza is performed, Bein B'tchila, Bein B'emtza, Bein B'soif, whether it's done right away, and then afterwards there's a Maimer or a Get or whatever it is, or whether it's Be'emso or Besaiv, even if it's after Maimer and Get, even if it's a Chalitza Psula, still Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. As opposed to, the Tanakhama holds, as opposed to Bia, as opposed to Yibam, Yibam it's Dafka when it's done Betchila, that's when we say Ein Achar Bia Klum. It's Dafka when it's done Betchila. However, if it's done as a Bia Psula, if it's done after a Get, or if it's done after a different Yavam's Maimer, or Maimer with a different Yavama, if it's done as a Bia Psula, so then we don't say the Klal of Ein Achar B'ilu Klum. Then, when it's a Bia Psula, so then there's going to be a need for something else afterwards. There's going to be a need for a Chalitza. Why? So the Gemara explained, what was it, Nunam Abayz, the Gemara explained that why is it that Chazal or Geyser on the Bia Psula, according to the Tanakhama, it's only if the Bia was done B'tchila. That's when Ein Achar B'ilu Klum, but if it's done B'emsa, even though Midaraisa, the regular husband and wife, it's regular Yibam, we say Midarabana, that no, that they get divorced, and there's gonna be something else needed, it's because each case has its own reason. When it comes to Bia that's after a Get, so Shimon gave Mrs. Reuven a Get, and then he went ahead and he was Miyabe Mrs. Reuven, so then there's a Gzeira Mishon Bia Achar Chalitza. If we allow Bia after Get, so people might think, a Get is Lahaitzi, a Chalitza is Lahaitzi, just like we're saying that Bia after a Get works, so it must be Bia after Chalitza works also, and that it doesn't. So, Altsa Gzeira to Bia Achar Chalitza, Chazal were Geizer on Bia that's after a Get. And when it comes to Bia, that's after Maimer, so they're also Chazal or Geizer. The case is, let's say Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon, and Shimon goes ahead and he does Maimer with Sarah, and then he's Miyabim Rachel, so Midaraisa, now that's regular Yibam, he's married to Rachel. However, Chazal made a Gzeira that if we allow Shimon to stay with Rachel, and people see that Yibam works after Maimer with a different Yavama, so they might think that Bia also works after Bia, that just like Maimer is to get married, and Bia is to get married, and if Chazal are saying that Bia works after Maimer, so maybe Bia works after Bia as well, and Shimon might go ahead and be Miyabim Sarah, and also be Miyabim Rachel. So that's why Chazal were Geizer on the Bia Psula. So that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Now when it comes to Chalitza, so it doesn't matter when the Chalitza is performed, the Gemara goes through, there's no Makom to make a Gzeira of a Chalitza Psula. So by Chalitza there's no Gzeira, but by Bia where there's Makom to make a Gzeira of Bia after a Get, Bia after a Maimer, so when it comes to Bia, when it's a Bia Psula, so then there is going to be a requirement for them to get divorced, for them to do Chalitza. It's only when the Bia is done at Betchila, that's when we say Ein Achar B'ila Klum, that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Nechemiah was Chaylek, and Rabbi Nechemiah said that no, even by Bia, it doesn't matter, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besayif, Ein Achar Bia Klum, and Rabbi Nechemiah holds that there's no need for Gzeira. We're going to see in the Gemara exactly why Rabbi Nechemiah is Chaylek, but Rabbi Nechemiah is Chaylek on the Tanakhama. He says that there was no need to make Gzeira, people aren't going to confuse them, there's no need to make Gzeira of Bia after Get Atu Bia Achar Chalitza, there's no need to make Gzeira of Bia after Maimer Atu Bia Achar Bia, people won't make the mistake, and therefore Rabbi Nechemiah holds that Bia, no matter when it's done, just like by Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besoif, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, it's the same thing when it comes to Bia. Says the Gemara now, that Masnis and Delay Kiaitana. We have a third Shita, our Mishnah, which brings this Machlaikas between the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemiah. Everybody agrees that at least by Chalitza, so it doesn't matter, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besayif, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, it's not like the following Tana. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that Abba Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Aymer, that Abba Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim said, Mishum Rabbi Meir, he quoted in the name of Rabbi Meir, that Achas Bi'ilah V'Achas Chalitza, doesn't matter, both when it comes to Bi'ilah and when it comes to Chalitza, it's Tafka Betchila Ein Achareha Klum, it's only when it's done Betchila, that's when we say Ein Achareha Klum, but Be'emso B'Saif Yesh Achareha Klum, just like by Bia, they were Geizer on a Bia Psula, that yesh achareha klum, the halacha applies also to chalitza, that yesh achareha klum. It's only when it's done betchila, that's when we say ein achareha klum, but if it's done be'emtor, if it's done besaif, so then yesh achareha klum. And the Gemara is going to have to explain why that would be. We already had the Gemara, Nunim Abayz, which said that there's no makom to make a gzeira by chalitza. So why would Rav Meir say otherwise? The Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara, v'shalosh machlekes b'davar. It comes out that it's a three-way machlekes. Tanikama Savar Bia Dikala Migzar Gazrinan. Chalitza Delakala Migzar Lay Gazrinan. The Tanikama, well, seems to make a lot of sense. By Bia, where there's Makam to make a Gzera of a Bia Psula, Bia after a Get, be after Maimer, each one, Kafi Mashahu, there's Makum to make a Gzeira. So Chazal made a Gzeira. It's only when the Bia is done Betchilo, that's when we say, Ein Achar Bi'ila Klum. But if it's done Be'emtza Besaif, so then, Yesh Achar Bi'ila Klum. Whereas Chalitza, Delakala Migzer, Lo Gazrinan, whereas Chalitza, there's no Makum to make a Gzeira, so that's why Chalitza doesn't matter if it's done Betchilo, Be'emtza Besaif, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. That's the Pshan in the Tanakama. The second sheet is Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya Savar, that Bia Nami Lakala Migzar. He argues. He says it's not true. He says by Bia, there's no need to make a Gzeira of Bia Achar Get, Atu Bia Achar Chalitza. And there's no Makam to make a Gzeira of Bia Achar Maimer, Atu Bia Achar Bia. Why not? Says the Gemara, Vidika Amr, Ligzer Bia Achar Get, Misham Bia Achar Chalitza. That which you said, that we should make a Gzeira in the case of Bia Achar Get. To the case of Bia Achar Chalitza, that if you allow the Bia Achar Get to remain, so people might think that also Bia works after Chalitza. Says Reb Nechemya, no, Kaven the Chalitza de Araisa, Meida Yadi. No, Chalitza is a pu'ula that works Meida Araisa, so people know about it. People know exactly what Chalitza is, how it works, what it does, and people won't make a mistake and think that Yibam is going to work after Chalitza. And similarly, Udika Amr Ligzer Bia Achar Maimer, Mishon Bia Achar Bia, that which you said to make a Gzeira. In the case of Bia Achar Maimer, when Shimon did Maimer with Sarah and then Bia with Rachel, so we should make a Gzeira up to a case that Shimon might think he could do Yibam with Sarah and then also Yibam with Rachel. It's not true. Says Rav Nechemya, Kaven de Bia Daraisa, Hameda Yadi. Same my type of reason. That no, that since Bia is Daraisa, since Yibam is a pula that works with Daraisa, it's something that works with Daraisa. So people know the mechanics, people know how it works, people know that Ein Achar, that there's not going to be another Yibam after the first Yibam, and when Mela there's no reason to make a Gzeira by a Bia Psula, and that's why Reb Nechemya holds that both by Chalitza and also by Bia, so Ein Achar Bia Klum, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besaif. And to the other extreme, we have Abba Yossi ben Chanan, who was quoting Reb Meir. He says that by everything there is a Gzeira. What's the Pshat? By Chalitza L'Chayr, there's no Makom to make a Gzeira. Says the Gemara, Savrala K'Rabbanan, De'Gazri B'Bia, De'Gazri B'Bia. First of all, you have to say that Abba Chanan, the Abba Yossi ben Chanan holds like the Tanakama, holds like the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, who says that by Bia we do have a Chashash, we do make a Gzeira in the case of Bia Achar Get, Atu Bia Achar Chalitza, and we do make a Gzeira in the case of Bia Achar Maimer, Atu Bia Achar Bia. So Bia for sure, it's only if it's Betchilo, that's when Ein Achar Bila Klum. But if it's done Be'emtzor or Besaif, a Bia Psula, so then Yesh Achar Bila Klum. That's for step one. And then step number two is that even though by Chalitza there's no Makom to make a Gzeira, but V'gazar Chalitza Mishon Bia, he made a Gzeira in the case of a Chalitza Psula, up to the case of Bi'ila Psula. That's the Pshat in Abba Yossi ben Chanan. That's why he has a Gzeira by everything, even though Be'etzem there's no Makom for a Gzeira by Chalitza, but he was Gazer Chalitza, a Chalitza Psula, up to a Bi'ila Psula. That's the Pshat that threw in Machlaikas, Hajna Lachar Begamliya. Now we move on to the next Perek. More than just the next parak, many consider it to be like the second half of Maseches Yevamos. We've just finished now the first half of Yevamos. Now there's a much relatively lighter chelik of Maseches Yevamos, starting from parak Habal Yevimtai. So without further ado, says the Mishnah that Habal Yevimtai bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid bein b'oynes bein b'ratzayim. No matter what a person's intentions are when he does the Yibam is going to be Kana. It doesn't matter if it's Shoigig, Mezid, Aynes, Ratzin. No matter what, he's always going to be Kana her. No matter what his intentions were. And there's different shitas in the Rishayim how exactly to be Masber these four different adjectives. Shoigig, Mezid, Aynes, Ratzin. We'll go with Rashi. The way Rashi learns is that Shoigig refers to a case where he thought it was his wife. He was Bail the Yavama B'Shoigig. He thought it was his wife. It was dark, he couldn't see, and the end of being is Yavama. So he was Bael or B'shoigeg. Mazed means he was B'mazed doing it, L'shem's Nus. He was B'mazed just being Bael or L'shem's Nus. Aines means, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what Aines is referring to, but let's say he fell off a roof. We'll just see it, we'll discuss it in the Gemara. It was an Aines, how he ended up together with the Yavama. And Ratzain, so Rashi doesn't tell us over here what Ratzain refers to, but in many places in Shas, Rashi tells us that Ratzain, in this type of context, when you have Shoigig, Mazed, Aines, Ratzain, so Ratzain is really the exact same thing as Mazed, just when you're talking about Shoigig, so the word you're going to use to describe the opposite of Shoigig is Mazed. And when you discuss Aine, so then the word you're going to use is Ratzon. But really, Ratzon refers to the same thing as Mezid. It refers to a person who was Bayal the Yavama, bemazed the shames nus. Now the Minchas Chinuch, as an aside, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadiches in Ois Vav, so the Minchas Chinuch points out that in this case of Mazed, where the Yavam was together with the Yavama, the shames nus, even though the Mishnah is going to say that he's kind of hurt, it works, the Yibam works, Lemaisa, he's not Mekayim Mitzvahs Yibam. If he was trying to fulfill all the Taryag Mitzvahs, he hasn't accomplished, he cannot check off Yibam from the list. If he did it bemazed, he wasn't doing it the shame the Mitzvah. He was doing it Lehad Yashalei the shame the Mitzvah. And in such a case, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvahs Yibam, but Lemaisa, it's still going to be kaina, big sugya. Could you have that such a thing of kinyan yibam? Is it tali in the mitzvah, not tali in the mitzvah? But that's the sheet of the minchas chinuch. Al kapanim, so says the Mishnah back to the beginning. Habal yavimtoi, one who's together with his yavama, bein b'shoigig, whether it's because he thought it was his wife, bein b'mezid l'shem's nus, bein b'aynes, we'll see in the Gemara, bein b'ratzain, again, which is another way of saying mezid, he did it l'shem's nus. Afilu hu shoigig v'hi mezida, even if he was b'shoigig and she was a mezid, we'll see in the Gemara what chiddush the Mishnah is coming to point out over here, that afilu, even if he's a shoigig and she's a mezid, hu mezid v'hi shoigig, where he's a mezid and she's a shoigig, hu anus v'hi layanusa, he's an aynes and she's not, he anusa v'hu layanus, she's an aynes and he's not, it doesn't matter, echad ha-ma'ara v'echad ha-gaymer, whether he does ma'ara, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what ha'ara is referring to, but it's referring to a mixed sasbiya, whether it was a mixed sasbiya v'echad ha-gaymer, or if it was a full biya. Again, the details of that will be discussed in the Gemara. The halacha is that he's kind of the Yavama. That works as Yibam, no matter how he does it. V'loi chilek bein bia l'bia. There's no, Chazal did not differentiate, the Torah does not differentiate between bia and bia. Rashi speaks out, bein bia l'bia means bein bia kedarka in the regular way, l'shalei kedarka, or not in the regular way, from the back. Either way, bein b'ha'ara, Rashi says, like gmar bia, there's no difference exactly in what type of bia they did. No matter what, it's always going to be that he's kind of her. V'chein haba al achas mikol ha'arayi shebetayra. And the same halacha applies to a person who's together with any iser erva, which we're going to be having in these weeks in the parashiyos, achar mos kedoshim, any sort of erva that a person is together with, a psulais, or any sort of lady who's possible to him, kagain amana l'kain gadol, such as an amana to a kain gadol, a gush v'chalutza l'kain hediyat, a mamzeres v'nesina l'yisrael, or a bas yisrael l'mamzer, u'nasin, or a bas yisrael marrying a mamzer, or an asin. In all these cases, pasla v'loichilek bein bia l'bia. Always the halacha is going to be that she becomes pasul, or he becomes pasul, the psul which happens from the relationship, So it's always gonna occur no matter what type of bia it was. Doesn't matter what type of bia, doesn't matter if it was kedarka or shalei kedarka, hara, or if it was gemar bia, no matter what type of bia it was, always the effect is going to remain the outcome. Now, says the Gemara, now my afilu. So we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says avaya vimtoi bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid bein b'aynes bein b'ratzayin. And then the Mishnah seems to be like speaking out a chiddush. It says afilu shoigig v'mezida. Even if he's a shoigig, he thought it was his wife, and she was a mezida. She knew who he was. She was doing it l'shem's nos. Still they're kinda. Still he's kinda her. What's the afilu? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you what afilu is. That loy mi bayikamar. The Mishnah is coming to speak out a chiddush from the first part of the Mishnah. You wouldn't have necessarily seen this. You would have thought that the Mishnah is speaking specifically about a case where maybe he's doing it with the wrong intentions, but she's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Or she's doing it with the wrong intentions, and he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. But one of the parties are doing it l'shem mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says. Let me buy who shaygeg v'hi kamechavna l'mitzvah. Needless to say, in a case where he's a shaygeg and she's being mechavna l'shem mitzvah. Inami hu mezid v'hi kamechavna l'mitzvah. Or maybe he's doing it l'shem znus, but she's doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Ella, that's what the Mishnah is coming to speak out. Afilu hu shaygig v'hi mezida. Even if he's a shaygig and she's a mezid, the tervayu loike mechavni l'shem mitzvah. Where both of them are not doing it for the mitzvah. Afilu hachikana. That's what the Mishnah is speaking out. That even if neither of them are doing it l'shem the mitzvah, still it's going to work. And Tanya Reb Chia, It's not just if they're each having different kavanais. Afilu shneim shaygim, shneim mezidim, shneim anusim. Even if they're both having the same relatively possible kavana, both are shaygim, both are mezidim, both are anusim. Still, the yibam is going to work. Some of the rishonim speak out that there's not much of a chiddush in what Rav Chiya is saying, but the Mishnah didn't speak it out directly, so that's why Rav Chiya is speaking out directly. Al kapanim, the rule that comes out is that no matter how they're together, always yibam is going to work. Now, many rishonim will hold it here, but just to speak out, so there are many Rishonim that want to make this Mishnah fit with Abba Shaul. We know the sheet of Abba Shaul is that when a person does Yibam, so it has to be that he's doing it L'shem the Mitzvah. It has to be he's doing it L'shem the Mitzvah. That's why Abba Shaul says, nowadays it's preferable to do Chalitza, because nowadays people aren't having Kavana L'shem Mitzvah. So according to Abba Shaul, that Yibam has to be L'shem Mitzvah, so how does he learn our Mishnah? How does he learn it's all of it is kana. Why is it kana? It has to be L'shem Mitzvah. According to Abba Shaul, Yibam has to be L'shem Mitzvah. So some actually prove from here that Abba Shaul never really meant Amida Araisa. Yibam only works if it's L'shem Mitzvah. Even Abba Shaul agrees that Amida Araisa, Yibam is kana no matter what, like it states in our Mishnah. Abba Shaul just holds that there's some sort of either Durabanan, it's against maybe the Ruach HaTorah, it's against Ratzon Hashem maybe to do the Yibam when it's Shalei L'shem Mitzvah. But even Abba Shaul agrees Amida Araisa, Yibam would work if it's L'shem Mitzvah. So it comes out that according to these Rishonim, Abba Shaul only meant Midrabanan. That which Abba Shaul holds, that Yibam has to be L'shem Mitzvah, it's only Midrabanan. Other Rishonim take Abba Shaul all the way. They say that no, Abba Shaul holds it's even Midaraisa. And many of these Rishonim say that if Abba Shaul holds that Yibam has to be L'shem Mitzvah, even Midaraisa, so what's the Pshan in our Mishnah? And many of them say that our Mishnah is Takan Alik Abba Shaul. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim. Our Mishnah does not go like Abba Shaul. And this would actually be a reason to Paskin like the Chachamim. Even though there's a Stam Mishnah in Bechayres that's like Abba Shaul, that says nowadays not to do Yibam, but we have many Mishnais in this parak, such as our Mishnah, which seem to state Lehedya, that Yibam does not need to be L'shem Mitzvah, which is a Mishnah like the Chachamim, not like Abba Shaul, in which case the Halacha would follow the Chachamim, Ayin Shamin the Halacha La'Araisa, where we spoke about this by the Sugya of Yibam nowadays.